然后少了一半人。
Seems like we have only half of the people.
刚刚擘饼的时候，人很满满的。
Compared to the time of Holy Communion.
是，我知道，不是开小差。感谢主，让我们一起来在主日的早上擘饼纪念主，然后我们可以一起分享主的生命的道。
Praise the Lord, we get to remember our Lord from breaking the bread and drinking the cup together to remember our Lord and to meditate on his words.
过去周末这两天，我们也看见神给我们弟兄姊妹教会的祝福。
The past 2 days of this weekend, we witnessed the blessings from the Lord to our brothers and sisters.
礼拜五晚上，我们有四位弟兄姐妹受洗归入主的名下。
We had four brothers and sisters got baptized on Friday night to come to the Lord's household.
昨天晚上我们布道福音晚会。
Last night we had our gospel meeting.
又有五位表明愿意接受主来归入主。
And five friends committed their life to believe in the Lord and to serve God.
据我所知
，As far as I know，
那五个人都是北京人。
Oh, they all five of those came from Beijing.
啊，这是我从来没有经验过
的。I've never experienced that.
所以神的作为，你永远猜不到。
So you can never imagine God's great deeds.
因为六月的时候我在大陆。
I was in mainland China in June.
那有一个在浙江乡下的教会。
There was a church in the countryside of Zhejiang province.
他们的负责弟兄问我，你猜一月到六月主加给我们教会有多少新的弟兄姊妹？
Their lead brother asked me, do you know, take a guess, like from January to June of this year, how many new brothers and sisters the Lord has added to our church?
我想猜一个大的，300。
So I said, I'm going to guess a big number. How about 300?
这已经不得了了，300啊，半年了。
I thought it was already like unbelievable, 300.
太少了。
He said, no, that's too few.
再往上加。
Guess more.
400。
I said, 400?
不够。
No.
我说我猜不到要多少。
Not enough.
640。
And he told me it was 640.
我瞠目舌结。
I was completely astonished.
哇哦！现在哪里我们在地上还可以看到，有这么多的人在半年内来加入教会、归入主的名下，我没听过。
Wow, where on earth today can you see so many people joining a church in half a year?
所以我是觉得神正在做大事。
I think God is really doing great work.
因为，生活舒服的时候，没有几个人会想到要来信耶稣。
Because when we are comfortable in our life, few would want to come to believe in Jesus.
只有当我们面对非常大的困难，活命的指望都有难处的时候，才会想想生命意义在哪里。
Only when we face great problems in life, even to the point of living itself, when we would think that what is the meaning of life.
所以我们能够信主，实在是主的恩典，常常是经过苦难难处的环境，我们才开始真正会来寻求我们的神。
So it's really God's grace that we're able to pursue and seek God through difficult circumstances.
那我们今年教会的主题应该每一个人都知道。
So I think everybody should already know by now the theme of our church this year.
意向与使命。
Vision and mission.
那我们一直盼望能够从圣经里面旧约到新约所有曾经在历史中被神拣选的这些器皿。
So we've been thinking about using the examples of the vessels used by the Lord throughout the history and written in the Bible.
看看每一个人 神怎样把他们从这个世界分别出来，神怎么样训练他们，给他们意象，让他们知道活着为什么。
See how each of them was led by God, set aside by God from this world, and be given the vision from God, and to learn how to do that.
那我们是从亚伯拉罕开始讲的。
So we started to talk about Abraham.
你还记得吗？
Do you remember those sermons?
如果忘的话，上网可以复习一下。
If you have forgotten, you can go online to review those sermons.
那我们今年的这个夏令会也是在同样的主题上。
So this summer retreat of our church, we also talked about the same theme.
李和弟兄给我们讲了西门彼得的一生。
Brother Barry Lee talked about the life of Simon Peter.
那你们还记得我给你们讲的是哪一个人呢？
Do you remember who did I talk about?
大卫的一生，对吧？
It was the life of David.
如果你没有听的话，我也鼓励你们上网听，我们在网上都有。
If you have not had a chance to listen to those messages, I would encourage you to go online on the ECCC website, has all of those information.
对，听过复习也是很好的。
Even if you have heard it, reviewing it again would be great.
好，那我最近跟弟兄姊妹讲的一个人物就是摩西。
So recently, I started to talk to brothers and sisters about Moses.
上一次讲摩西的时候，我是讲到他第一个异象。
Last time I preached about Moses, I was talking about his first vision.
把他的人生分为三个阶段。
Moses' life can be divided into three portions.
每四十年一个段落。
Each stage lasting 40 years.
那我问问大家，神给他异象。使命的时候是他几岁的时候
？So let me ask you, how old was Moses when God gave him the vision, a vision, the first vision?
八十。
80 years old.
他认为他写的诗篇九十篇，他说人的一生是七十岁，若是强壮可以活到八十。
He wrote in Psalm 90 says the life a life of a person is about 70, and even if you're stronger, it could be like 80.
所以他八十岁，他认为他差不多了。
So when he was 80 years old, he thought his life was about to end.
所以他没有想到，在他这个人生的结尾，哎，有一天他有一个稀奇的经历，就是荣耀的神在他牧羊的旷野，在一个荆棘的火焰中向他显现。
Never had he anticipated that almost as he thought it was the end of his life, would he see this vision from God that the glorious Lord was appearing to him in this thorn bush in the desert.
那么，所以我们上一次就讲了他第一个异象所带给他生命的震撼与人生的方向。
So we talked about this.The great impact this first vision brought to Moses and his direction.
那今天我要讲 part two, 第二部分。
Today I'm going to talk about part two of Moses' life.
那我想我们一起来读几段的圣经好吗？
Let's read some scriptures together.
出埃及记第十九章。
Exodus chapter 19.
对，是。十九章就是他们出 这一群两百万人出来。
So it's after the 2 million people left Egypt.
对，然后他们神带他们到这个西乃山。
And God led them to Mount Sinai.
然后讲了下面这一段话。
And he spoke to them.
有吧？
Mm-hmm.
对，好。十九章我们看第四到第六。
So chapter 19 we'll read from verses 4 to 6.
我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。 Go ahead.
You yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine.
你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民，这些话你要告诉以色列人。
And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel.
所以在这段话里头，神用非常诗意的表达，他比喻自己是老鹰，这两百万的以色列人是他把他们背出来的。
So in this passage, God used the poetic language to describe himself as the eagle, and he was carrying his people on his wings out of Egypt.
神要表达为什么我把你们带出来。
He expressed why he wanted to carry them out of Egypt.
那刚刚这段话很清楚。
So that passage was very clear.
第一，你们是属于我的，
First,
跟其他的万民都不一样。
First, you belong to me.
对吧？
You are different from all the other people.
第五节的下半节，他说就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
Like written in verse 5b, you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine.
所以这里神在这一群以色列人身上宣告，你们以前是属法老王埃及的。
So here God was proclaiming among these Israelites that previously you belonged to Pharaoh the.
从今天开始，你们离开了埃及，你们现在来到这个地方，属于我的。
But now you have left Egypt and you are my possession.
然后给他们一个使命。
And he gave them a mission.
第六节。
Verse 6.
要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。
You shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation.
所以这是神给这一群人的特殊身份。
So this is the special position that God gave to this group of people.
这一群他们的特殊点在哪里？
What is special about them?
叫做祭司的国度。
They're a kingdom of priests.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
Priest 干嘛的？
What does priest do?
啊？
What does the priest do?
侍奉神的嘛。
A priest serves God.
对，这些人以前侍奉偶像的嘛。
So these people used to serve idols.
但是现在你们要侍奉真神。
Now God wants them to serve the true God.
不是一个人侍奉。
Not just one person.
或者少数几个人侍奉。
Or a few.
多少人应该侍奉神？
How many people shall serve God?
整个全国都来侍奉神。
The entire nation, kingdom.
换言之，
In other words,
这一群神的选民要在这一个地球上做一个样板。
This group of God's chosen people are to be set as an example on this earth.
神愿意这一群独特的民不但属于他，而且做一个祭司的国度，一起侍奉神。
God wants this special group of people to be not only belonging to him, but also to become a kingdom of priests and serve him together.
好，请问。
So now let me ask you.
这个旨意有没有达成？
Has this will been realized?
啊，没有。
Not yet.
失败了。
It actually failed.
本来神要十二个支派全部一起侍奉神。
God wanted the entire 12 tribes of Israel to serve God together. But in the end, only one tribe did that.
11个支派都没有。
The remaining 11 tribes didn't.
为什么？
Why was that?
金牛。
Because of this a golden calf.
记得吗？对，金牛。因为他们拜了金牛，所以他们侍奉神的这一个特权就被剥夺了。
Because they worship the golden calf, their privilege of serving God has been deprived, taken away.
这是我们读历史知道，旧约的历史知道的。
This is how we learn from the history we read from the Bible.
然后下面第二句话是说，为圣洁的国民。
And the second phrase is a holy nation.
什么叫做圣洁这个词？
So what does holy, this word, mean?
好。 这个我们中文有一个词叫分别为圣，有没有？
In Chinese, it is set, setting, set it apart.
就是你本来是为这个世界所用。
You used to be used by this world.
就像他们以前是为在埃及为法老所用。
Just like when they were in Egypt, they used to be used by Pharaoh.
对不对？这是他们以前的命运。
That was their fate previously.
可是从今天起，我把你们从埃及带出来。
But from today on, I have led you out of Egypt.
现在你们要分别为圣，这句话怎么样理解呢？
Now you need to be set apart.
怎么样来理解叫分别为圣？
How do you understand that being set apart?
就是你跟你们以前怎么样分开不一样了。
That means you are now different from the way you were before.
分别为圣，因为神是圣洁的，对吧？
Set apart because God is holy.
我们不认识神的时候，我们其实圣的相反是什么？
So when we didn't know God, so what we were the opposite of holy, which was common.
对，我们以前是个，我们中文表达凡夫俗子，俗子。
Yeah, so we are just common people, nothing special.
对，我们跟这个世界打成一片的。
We're just exactly the same as this world.
对吧？但是现在神把我们从这个世界分别出来，归于他，他是圣洁，所以我们也要成为圣洁。
But now God has set us apart from this world, so because he is holy, therefore we shall be holy.
好，对以色列人来讲，
To the Israelites,
神用哪个手段把他们分别为圣？对这一大群人。
How did God set them apart, this whole nation?
最开始那一天，他们什么时候开始离开的
？So when did they actually leave Egypt? On which day?
逾越节的晚上，对吧
？The night of the Passover.
那天晚上最重要的点是什么
？So what was the important point of that night?
神怎么把这200万人跟以色列人跟埃及人分开的
？How did God set apart these Israelites from the Egyptians?
那天晚上，他们家的门框、门楣上怎么样？涂了羔羊的血吗
？Because there was blood on the door frames of these Israelites' household.
那一天灭命的天使来的时候，只认什么？只认血，不认人的。
So the angel of the destroying angel came. They only look for the blood on the door frame, and they don't look for the people in there.
他不看户口名簿上户口这家的户口哪里人
They don't look at the records of where these people come from or whatever.
只认一件事就是羔羊的血
They only look at one thing.
有血就过去没有血就进去把所有的长子长牛长猪全部宰了
They'll skip the house which has the blood of the lamb on the door frameBut otherwise, if there's no blood, they'll come into that house and kill all the firstborn, animal or people.
对，这是那天发生的事情。
That's what happened on that night.
所以那天就把这个法老王吓坏了，赶快走，再不然我们都没命了。
That's why Pharaoh was scared to death and they said, okay, you guys go, leave, otherwise we're all going to be killed.
对，这是第一道手续，把用羔羊的血把他们分开。
That was the first step.
好，然后神就带他们到了海边，到了红海边。
Then God led them to the like the shore of Red Sea.
让他们怎么样过红海
？So they need to cross the Red Sea.
好，过红海有什么特别的意义
？So what is the special meaning of crossing the Red Sea?
他们过得去过不去
？Were they able to cross?
他们本身是过不去的，看到那个红海，完了，后面有追兵，前面没有路走。
Well.They couldn't have done it by themselves because there were people, the Egyptians, chasing after them, and in front of them it was the Red Sea.
那神对摩西说，你们不要出声。
So God said to Moses, "Be quiet."
啊，看耶和华怎么样为你们开路。
Behold how the Lord will open the way for you.
所以神就叫摩西把他的杖怎么样，向这个海一举。
So God asked Moses to reach out his staff.
那然后红海呢？就分开了
And the Red Sea parted.
对吧？这是一个大奇迹，在他们 200万人面前, 从来没看过的,
it was a huge miracle that was demonstrated in front of the eyes of these 2 million people.
叫约柜下去,
and the Ark of the Covenant went first.
然后百姓跟着下去,
and then all of the people
对不起,
followed.
No, 没有约柜, 那是约旦河。
这个红海的时候还没有约柜。
这个就叫他们直接下去。
These people just followed, yeah.
他们就下去了。
Went down to the Red Sea.
200万人就浩浩荡荡走干地, 过了红海。
All these 2 million people just walked on dry land through, across the Red Sea.
后面有追兵。
There was people chasing after them.
法老跟他的全军。
Pharaoh and his, all his chariots and soldiers.
那法老一看, 诶, 他们可以过, 我们也可以过。
So Pharaoh thought, well, since these people were walking on dry land, we could go across too.
所以法老也跟, 带着部队就下了这个红海。
So Pharaoh led his army and go down to the Red Sea.
那神就对摩西说, 把你的杖收回。
So God told Moses, take back your staff.
红海就怎么样? 把法老和他的全军埋在海底。
And the Red Sea swallowed the Pharaoh and all his army.
我们都读过,
we have all read the
但是,
story.
想过没有, 为什么?
But have you thought about why?
神讲这个故事, 世世代代传下来, 要表明什么?
What does God want to let us know from this story that he has been telling the generations?
从那天起, 他们跟谁断开了?
From that day on, who were they separated from?
他们从那天起就跟埃及断开了。
From that day on, they were completely 圣经, separated from Egypt.
圣经讲这个过红海的事情之前曾经讲过一句话, 在出埃及记。
Before Bible spoke about the story of crossing the Red Sea, there was a passage.
就是说从埃及到 Promised Land 有一条近路。
There it was a closer path from Egypt to the Promised Land.
什么是他们的近路呢?
What was their close?
就是沿着海边走。
It was going by the seashore.
就是走过今天的他们打仗的叫 Gaza, 加沙这个地方。
It was pretty much like crossing Gaza, you know, the current war zone.
那圣经说 11天就走完了。
You could have passed that. Reach that the promised land in 11 days.
每一个人只要从埃及去 promised land, 都是走那条路的。
If anybody, if they wanted to go from Egypt to the promised land, you could have gone to that through that route.
但是这一次神故意不带他们走这条捷径，而带他们走了一个远的路，经过红海。
But this time, God intentionally bypassed that closer route. Instead, he took them to the Red Sea.
为什么?
Why is that?
圣经有解释。
There was an explanation in the Bible.
神不愿意他们因为后来碰到打仗就改变主意回埃及。
God didn't want them to change their mind later on when they encounter wars and battles.
因为我们都见 容易的路,
we know we all want to choose an easy path. Nobody wants to choose a difficult path.
所以神有意的带他们走红海这条路, 而没有走那个, 海边的路。
So God intentionally took them through the path of the Red Sea instead of the closer route by the seashore.
借着红海就把他们彻底 与埃及的关系怎么样? 一刀两断。
So via the Red Sea, God completely cut their relationship with Egypt.
好, 这个是我们从这整个的故事里面, 你可以看到, 第一个是用血把他们分别了。
So from this story, the entire story, we could learn that the first step was God set them apart from Egypt using blood.
对, 就是羔羊的血, 让他们与, 这个埃及断开。
The blood of the lamb set them apart from Egypt.
第二, 经过红海, 让他们与埃及也断开。
Second, they God led them through the Red Sea, also to completely separate them from Egypt.
这个喜到了新约的解释，我昨天晚上提了一下。
This baptism.
No, 不是 Friday, 礼拜五受浸的时候提了一下。
So I actually mentioned about the interpretation of that briefly on the baptism or during the baptism service on Friday.
那一天他们过红海的时候，从哥林多前书十章的解释。
So that day when they crossed the Red Sea, there was this interpretation written in the New Testament.
圣经说他们。
First Corinthians.
过海受浸归了摩西。
The Bible actually says at that time they were all baptized into Moses.
对，所以那个在整体来讲，神把整个的这一群两百万人经过红海就受洗归了摩西。那埃及用法老代表的时候，跟他的全军。就在这个红海的什么下面埋掉了。
So as a whole, the nation of Israel, as they passed the Red Sea, they were baptized into Moses, whereas the Egyptian soldiers, along with Pharaoh, were buried in the Red Sea.
好，那么这些都是神把这个历史放在那里，要我们每一个人看这段历史的时候明白。对基督徒是有意义的。
This is the history that God included in the Bible to let us know all this history has a spiritual meaning to Christians.
因为神在这里要让我们看见，神要他们跟他们的以前告别。
God wants us to say goodbye to our past.
对不对？跟埃及告别。
To say goodbye to Egypt.
跟法老告别。
To Pharaoh.
跟他们以前的生活告别
to their previous lifestyle.
就这样子很清楚的一刀两断了
with a very clear line.
那我们基督徒要不要跟我们的从前告别
so should Christians separate ourselves from our previous
life? 你我信了耶稣主耶稣用宝血把我们跟这个世界怎么样分开了
Once we believe in the Lord, God has used the blood of our Christ, Jesus, to set us apart from the world.
耶稣的宝血就是羔羊的血嘛，对吧？
The blood of Jesus is the blood of Lamb.
那受洗呢？
And what about baptism?
好，我们跟这个世界也断了嘛。
When we are baptized, we are separated
对吧？
from the world.
跟这个世界断掉。
We are cut apart, set apart from the world.
法老与他的全军跟你没有关系了。
Pharaoh and his whole army have nothing to do with you anymore.
看出来了没有？
Do you see that?
神要我们跟埃及断掉。
God wants us to be set apart from Egypt.
这是我们从这个历史中你可以看出来，神有这样的心意在里头。
This is God's will through history that we can see.
那目标是什么？
What is the goal?
离开埃及是目的吗
？Is the purpose that they leave Egypt?
神救他们就是为他们离开埃及而已吗
？The reason God saved them was it the is the sole purpose to have them leave Egypt?
离开不是目的。
No, leaving was not the purpose.
前面进迦南才是目的，对吧
？But entering the land of Canaan is the purpose.
再说一遍。
Let me repeat that.
很多人把离开埃及变成目的。
Many people are confused about the purpose and they think that leaving Egypt was the purpose.
不，那只是手段。
That was the means to an end.
离开埃及为的是要进迦南。
The purpose, leaving Egypt is for the purpose of entering the land of Canaan.
听进去了啊。好，那整个的故事多少人进了迦南？
So in this whole story, how many people enter the land of Canaan?
第一代出来的人。
Out of the first generation, how many enter the Canaan, the land of Canaan? Only two people.
哪两个？约书亚跟加勒。
Joshua and Caleb.
所以这件事情。
So this whole thing.
是成功还是失败啊
？Was it a success or a failure?
啊
？What do you think?
哎。摩西进去了没有啊
？Did Moses enter the promised land?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你好好想一想，整个的这件事情连摩西都没得进去。
So dear brothers and sisters, if you think about this, even Moses didn't get to enter the promised land.
所以到了我们刚刚讲的哥林多前书第十章的时候，那个保罗的信里面就特别提出来，你们要把这些事情作为见解。
So that's why in First Corinthians that we just mentioned, Paul specifically emphasized that you got to think about these things as a warning. Let's look at that passage.
第十，格林多前书十章第十一节。
First Corinthians 10:11.
他说：“你们他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上。”正是警戒我们这末世的人，有没有这段话？十一节。
Yeah, First Corinthians 10:11. Now these things happened to them as an example, and they were written for our instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
这个警戒这个词汇不但写在十一节。
So this word here is translated as example, instruction. It's not only written in the verse 11.
对，在十第六节说过一次。
But also in verse 6.
那这些事都是我们的鉴戒，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们那样贪恋。
Verse 6 says, Now these things happened as examples for us, so that we would not crave evil things as they also craved.
所以这整个的这一段历史神记录在旧约里头，不是一个故事放在那边你们读读睡不着的时候想一想就好了。
So this entire history recorded in the Old Testament was not simply a story that you could think about when you woke up at night.
他说这些写在那里是为着谁写的？
And he said these things were written there for who?
末世的人，就是我们，对吧？
For the people of the end ages, which is we.
按照读历史的过程来看，历史永远是会什么？重复的。
No, when we read history, we understand history repeats itself.
所罗门说：“日光之下没有新事，以前发生过，后来还要发生。”
Solomon said, "There is nothing new under the sun. Whatever happened before will happen again."
那，所以有也有人就是说，历史的规律就是所有发生过的。我们知道发生过，但是没有人学到任何的功课，又在旧事重演一次。
So some people said, well, history tells us that many things that had happened, but we didn't learn the lessons from it, and everything would happen and repeat by itself again.
基督徒不可以这样。
But we as Christians,
这段话保罗说，写这些事是你们的鉴戒，叫我们不要再重复以色列人的错误。
See, God specifically said, now these things happened to them as an example, so that we shouldn't repeat those mistakes again.
好，所以我们对这段历史要特别小心的看。
So we need to be very careful in reading this history.
那这段历史是包含在这个摩西的意象的第二个部分。
So this history was included in the second vision of Moses.
那他们来到这个西乃山。
So as they approached the Mount Sinai,
然后神在西乃山借着摩西向他们启示什么东西？
So God revealed something at Mount Sinai through Moses. What was that?
第一，律法。
One is the law.
就是把十条诫命向他们宣告。
God proclaimed the Ten Commandments to them.
宣告完这个十诫之后，他们又把神再把摩西叫到山上，启示第二个部分就是会幕。
God took Moses up to the mountain and revealed the second part, which is the tabernacle.
那刚刚我们读的是出埃及记的第十九章那段神对以色列人的宣告。
So we just read the proclamation of God to the Israelites recorded in Exodus 19.
对， 第二十章就是讲颁布十诫，这个我们应该都读过的。
Exodus 20 records the revelation of the Ten Commandments. We have all read those.
那个颁布十诫之后，神就考了他们一个试，考试。
So after the Ten Commandments was given to the Israelites, God gave them a test.
因为他们听到神颁布十诫之后，两百万人都站在西乃山脚下向耶和华表态。
So because after they received the Ten Commandments, all those 2 million people at the foot of the Mount Sinai, they promised God.
他们表态什么
？What did they say? What did they promise?
凡耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行，对吧
？We will obey all God's commandments.
上下一心，两百万人都说阿门。
The entire 2 million people said the same thing. They say amen.
那是何等动人的场面
！That was such a moving moment.
但是神知道人心不见得嘴说一套不一定办得到。
Unfortunately, God knows people's hearts may depart from their
就考他们一考。
So God gave them a test.
又把摩西召到山上去了。
So God took Moses up the mountain again.
一去。一天不见，两天不见，一个礼拜不见，四十天不见，都吓坏了。
For one day, 2 days, a week, and 40 days, Moses still didn't appear.
所以一急，马上就来找哥哥，找摩西的哥哥。
So people were concerned, and they approached Moses' brother Aaron.
然后跟 Aaron 说什么
？And they said to Aaron,
哎，那个摩西不见了。
Well, that Moses.Has disappeared.
你赶快给我们造个神。
Aren't you make a god for us?
啊，我们来读读那段宝贝的话吗
？Let's read that passage, those precious words.
这是在三十几啊。三十二章是吧？对，三十二章。
It's in Exodus 32.
嗯哼，我们来看的是就我们从第一节念起。
Let's just start reading from verse 1.
我们轮流读好吧
？We'll take turn reading from the pulpit.
对，我们从第一念到第八。
1-8.
我念一，你按二，好。百姓见摩西迟延不下山，就大家聚集到亚伦那里，对他说：“起来，为我们做个神像，可以在我们面前引路。因为领我们出埃及地的那个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事。”
Aaron said to them, "Tear off the gold rings which are in the ears of your wives and your sons and your daughters, and bring them to me."
亚伦从他们手里接过来，铸了一只牛犊，用雕刻的器具做成。他们就说：“以色列啊，这是领你们出埃及地的神。”
Now when Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord."
次日清晨，百姓起来献燔祭和平安祭。就坐下吃喝，起来玩耍。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Go down at once, for your people, whom you brought up from the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves."
他们快快偏离了我所吩咐的道，为自己铸了一只牛犊，向他们下拜献祭，说：“以色列啊，这就是领你出埃及地的神。”好，我们就念这么多。这也是我们大家应该都知道的。
So this is also a story I think you should have already learned.
可是这件事情神永远不会忘记。
But God will never forget this history, this story.
因为几天前他们才表态，凡耶和华所吩咐的怎么样，我们都要遵守。
Because only a few days prior, they had promised to God that all you commanded that we will.
给他们一个考试
，God gave them a test，
他们就搞出这个花样
，and they rendered something like this，
稀奇吗
Isn't that amazing?
而他们搞出这个伟大的金牛，
and
有任何人觉得不妥当吗？
And when they made this golden calf, did anybody feel that was inappropriate?
这只金牛叫什么名字？
What was the name of this golden calf?
就叫耶和华。
He gave the name Jehovah.
他们就这只金牛把我们从埃及带出来的。
They thought this golden calf led them out of the Egypt.
名字对不对？
Was it the same name?
名字对。
Yeah, the name was right.
但是掉包了。
But the essence has been exchanged.
掉包懂不懂啊？
You know, exchanging of the essence?
另外一个说法，偷天换日了。
So yeah, you switched out the two
things.然后他们就献燔祭献平安祭，过了一个很高兴又吃又喝又跳舞的节日，对吧？
So they brought, offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings and had a wonderful festival, eating and drinking and had a party.
前几天的那种焦虑忽然间现在怎么样都没有了。
So their anxiety throughout those 40 days completely dissipated.
200万人都哈利路亚赞美神。
All those 2 million people just said, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
没有一个人觉得有什么不对。
None of them felt anything.
对不对？在这样的一个宗教仪式底下，个个都觉得平安平安。
In this religious ritual, everybody felt peace.
为什么？神的名字对不对？对。
Why was that? Because the name of the Lord was correct.
有没有祭司？有。亚伦。
Was there a priest? Yes.
有没有祭物？有。
The chief priest Aaron was there. Were there any offerings?
对吧？
Yes.
所以从宗教的仪式上来讲，完美，无瑕疵。
So in terms of the religious rituals, everything was perfect.
所以，马克思说，宗教是人民的鸦片。
That's why Marx said religion is the opium of people.
这句话对还是错？
Do you think that's correct or not?
是对的。
It is actually correct.
当他们在这个宗教的鸦片底下，个个都觉得啊，哦，好嗨，感觉好good。
When those people were under the opium, the influence of the opium of religion at that moment, everybody was high and thinking it was great.
没有一个人感觉不好，都感觉得非常好。
Nobody felt that was wrong.
但是，他们却活在什么里面？
However, they were living in what?
一个 illusion, 就是 illusion, 就幻觉里头。
Yeah, it was an illusion.
用这个幻觉代替了真实。
They use that illusion to replace the reality.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情不是只有这一次。
So brothers and sisters, this didn't happen only once.
金牛事件是跟着以色列人一直到他们亡国。
The golden calf incidents happened again and again throughout the history of the Israelites and until they were exiled.
所以我就要问了，这么聪明绝顶的以色列人。
Such intelligent people like
the Israelites, 拿诺贝尔奖金最多的民族
the Jewish people, the nation of Israelites, they have the most, Nobel Prize laureates.
怎么在敬拜神的这件事情上，他们有最好的启示，对不对？
How come when it comes to the thing of worshiping God with the best revelation received?
神是向他们显现，借着摩西颁布了十诫，颁布了。
God revealed himself to them and through Moses he gave them the Ten Commandments and gave them the tabernacle.
可是他们会搞出这个金牛事件出来。
How come that they still, had this incident of golden calf?
好，那我们来读一读。
Let's read
新约的使徒行传第七章。
Acts 7.
对，第七章，对的。我们要从36节读到44节。
We'll read from verse 36 to 44.
有吧？好，我们也是轮流读哈。
Again, we're going to take turn reading from the pulpit.
这人领百姓出来，在埃及，在红海，在旷野40年间行了奇事神迹。
This is the Moses who said to the sons of Israel, God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren.
38节，这人曾在旷野会中和西乃山上与那对他说话的天使同在，又与我们的祖宗同在，并且领受活泼的圣言传给我们。
Our fathers were unwilling to be obedient to him, but repudiated him and in their hearts turned back to Egypt.
对亚伦说，你却为我们造些神像，在我们前面引路，因为领我们出埃及地的那个摩西，我们不知道他遭了什么事。
At that time, they made a calf and brought a sacrifice to the idol and were rejoicing in the works of their hands.
42节，神就转脸不顾，任凭他们侍奉天上的日月星辰，正如先知书上所写的说，以色列家啊，你们40年间在旷野，岂是将牺牲和祭物献给我吗？
You also took along the tabernacle of Moloch and the star of the god Agrampha, the images of which you made to worship. I also will remove you beyond Babylon.
我们的祖宗在旷野有法柜的帐幕，是神吩咐摩西叫他照所看见的样式做的。好，我们就读这一段。这段圣经是教会第一个寻道的他叫什么名字？斯蒂芬。
So this passage was spoken by the first martyr of church history called Stephen.
他把整个以色列，在他死之前，把整个神在以色列人所中间所做的事情叙述一遍。
Right before his death, he spoke about the entire history of God's great deeds among the Israelites.
是一个伟大的讲章。
It was a great sermon, actually.
讲完以后，犹太人听了，气昏了，拿了石头就把他砸死。
However, after this, the Israelites became so angry, and they took up the stones and stoned him to death.
所以你要真的讲到，你要准备好，随时石头砸死你。
So you know, if you tell the truth in sermons, you got to be prepared. There is a possibility that you could be stoned to death.
这段话
This passage
是神对过去那段历史的总评价
is a summary of God's comment on that part of the history.
整个以色列人跟神之间本来是一个美好的关系，对吧？
The Israelites used to have a great relationship, beautiful relationship with God.
可是这个关系因着金牛事件就完全走样了。
But that relationship was completely changed due to the events of the golden calf.
这个问题并不是那个时候发生以后就没有了，后来一直持续到他们北朝亡在亚述的手里。
That was not a solo incident.It continued throughout the next years of Israelites' history until the time when the North Kingdom of Israelites was destroyed by Assyria.
你们知道北朝也是拜金牛的吗？
Do you know that the Northern Kingdom were also idol worshippers, worshipping the golden calf?
嗯哼。后来南方两个支派，最后也是。拜偶像王国。
The two southern tribes ended up also their kingdom was taken away because they worship idols.
好，那所以我们就要懂它背后的那个灵界的原因是什么。
So we have to understand the spiritual reason behind this.
就是现在第七章《使徒行传》斯提凡讲出来的。
That's exactly what Stephen spoke about.In chapter 7 of Acts.
这段话很深很深。
This passage has really deep meanings.
因为如果你只是看整个外表， 他们怎么样侍奉神，有圣殿，有祭司，有祭物，什么都很好，看起来不错。
On the surface, everything appeared to be fine. They had the temple, they had the priests, they have the offerings, everything seemed to be just fine.
是，这叫做宗教。
Yes, that is called religion.
因为按照字句而讲，他们完全照着神对摩西，摩西对以色列人所讲的话，应有尽有，什么都有了。
Indeed, by the letter, they were doing everything that Moses asked them to do.
但是从神的眼光看的时候，你会发现，其实是虚有其表。
But from God's perspective, it's only the appearance.
那他整个的控告是从第七章第三十九节开始说话的。
So the accusation really starts on chapter 7, verse 39.
那我念一下，你们再反复的思想这段话。他，我们的祖宗不肯听从，就是摩西告诉他们的话啊，反弃绝他，心里归向埃及。
So I'm going to read this again so that you can meditate on these words. See, our fathers were unwilling to be obedient to him.But repudiated him and in their hearts turned back to Egypt.
那么你会发现我刚刚开始一直强调他们怎么离开了埃及，对吧？
So you see, I emphasized early on how they left Egypt.
可是这里呢？
But here,
说这批人是出了埃及了，没错。
It says that indeed this group of people left Egypt.
可是神却说你们没有出来。
But God said you didn't.
为什么？
Why?
你们的心还在埃及。
Because your heart turned back to Egypt.
哦，这个东西就有讲究了。
So that there's meaning.
什么意思叫做你们的心却还在埃及呢？
What does that mean that their hearts turned back to Egypt?
啊，人可以离开埃及。
Your body, you can leave Egypt.
脑袋里想的东西却没有啊。
But your thoughts in your mind remained in Egypt.
对不对？所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，人有一个东西叫做心思，就是你的灵魂的灵魂。
So, dear brothers and sisters, we people have something called our thoughts and minds, and that is our soul.
哎，弟兄姊妹，有多少人知道自己有魂的
？How many of you know that I have a soul? That you have a soul?
有一半人不知道自己有魂哈，
so half of us don't know we have a soul. That's a serious matter.
人有灵、有魂、有体三个部分。
So we human beings have three parts: spirit, soul, and body.
灵是跟神交通的那个部分。
Spirit is the part that we communicate with.
因为神是个灵，所以我们跟他来往必须用灵与神相交。
Because God is spirit, so we have to fellowship with God, communicate God through spirit.
那个部分神什么时候给我们的？
When did God give us that part?
他造亚当的时候，用地上的尘土造了亚当。
Adam using the
最后一步是什么？
Last
就在他的鼻孔里怎么样，吹了一口气。
He breathed into his nostril.
人就成为一个有灵的活人。
And Adam
对不对？
became a alive person with spirit.
所以整个人的价值就是在最后那一口气。
So really, the value of a human being dwells on that last breath.
如果没有那一口气，我们就跟猴子一样的。
Without the last breath given by God, we're just like monkeys.
对不对？没有灵，没有灵性。
There's no spirit.
中文说，人为万物之灵。
In Chinese, there's a saying, human beings are the spirit of all creations.
那万物之灵就是指的我们人跟万物不一样。
So what does that mean? The spirit that we have are different from those of the animals.
那个不同点
and other creations.
就是这个灵。
So that is the difference. It's that spirit.
这是灵，神用他那口气给人的。
So it's the spirit given by God through that breath.
人从那一天起就是有了灵，有了魂，有了体。
So from that day on, human beings have spirit, soul, and body.
魂是什么？
What is our the soul part?
就是思想、意志。
Mind, thoughts, and will, and our feelings.
我们现在坐在这边讲话。
So as we sit here and talk to each other, what is working? What is under work?
魂。
It's our souls.
对不对？我把我脑袋里想的用语言表达，你用耳朵听进去以后，你脑袋就在转，对吧？在想这个人讲什么，他到底在讲什么？
Through words, and when you receive those words, your mind is thinking and receiving that.
我看你脸上的表情，我就知道你懂还是没有懂。
I can look at the expression on your face to know that you understand, whether you understand or not.
表情一面茫然，我就知道完了，他大概已经进入印象中了啊。
I know they are completely lost.
所以我们在这里讲话，你在那里听，是一个魂的活动，对吧
？So as we sit here and we talk, I talk and you listen. It is an interaction of the souls.
你接受的时候。你点头，你不接受的时候，你摇头。
When you receive, you would nod, and when you don't receive, you would, yeah.
那是你的意志。
That is according to your own will.
那如果用感人的语句讲的话，你讲到你流泪，那是你的情感。
So if I use something that's really touching and you're moved to tears, then that's your feelings.
这三个部分，思想、意志、情感，这是构成你这个魂。
So thoughts, minds, and feelings are what constitutes soul.
然后你的身体，那我们都懂的。
And the rest of the body, we all know.
那么当亚当吃了知识善恶树的果子以后，神说你吃的日子必定死。
So when Adam ate from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God said, on the day you ate of it, you will surely die.
所以亚当死了没有
？So did Adam die?
身体来讲没死，他还活着。
His body didn't because he was still alive.
但是什么死了？
But what died?
灵死了。
His spirit died.
他跟神的关系就断了。
His relationship with God ended.
所以当人开始死亡，第一个死亡的就是人的灵死了。
So the first death that man experienced
is a
spiritual death.
还活着。
What about your soul?
所以一个没有
Your soul still lives.
没有信耶稣的人，我们的灵没有重生。我们只有一个魂一个灵一个体而已。
So for those people who do not believe in Jesus, our spirit has not been born again yet. So we only have the soul and not the spirit.
那这个世界的神就把我们心中的眼睛弄瞎了，我们的灵没有功用了。那现在剩下来这个魂，世界的神就要把我们这个魂抓去。
So the God of this world.Didn't want us to see the spirit, and so he basically blinded us from seeing the spirit, and wanted to take away our spirit, and so.
Soul. So. 他的 focus 是我们的 soul.
Okay, the God of this world, the focus of the God of this world is to take away.
所以共产党很懂这一套的。
Souls. So communist parties know that.
共产党不准向十八岁以下的人传教。
So they don't want want anybody to preach to the people younger than 18 years old.
你知道为什么？
Why? Do you know why?
为什么？为什么共产党不准向十八岁以下的人传教？
Why doesn't the Communist Party allow preaching to people younger than
18 years old? 因为你传了，他们信了，这就毁掉将来党的接班人。
Because if you preached and they believed, then there were no like the torch receivers from those communist party.
因为玩政治的人知道他要得着你的什么思想。
Because politicians understand they need to get your thoughts and.
所以一个政治家他一定要抓住他群众的思想。
Because a politician has to take control of the thoughts of the people.
所以不准向十八岁以下的人传教是有道理的，是内行人讲的话。
So it's not the reason that it's reasonable that it's not allowed to preach to people younger than 18 years old.
神救了我们以后，我们重生了，对吧？我们的灵活过来了。
So since God saved us, our soul wake up.
那
our spirit.
Spirit
wake up.
Yes. 下面的问题还在我们的 soul 里头。
So the next question is.
所以神要把我们的心思更新而变化，有没有这句话
？So the next step is God want to transform our minds.
罗马书第二章第十二章第二节。
Romans 12:2.
不要效法这个世界，要心意更新而变化。
Do not conform to this world, but transform your thoughts and minds.
所以在这个地方就指出一个属灵的秘密。
So this reveals the spiritual secret.
我们信主以后
，After we believe in the Lord，
我们的灵活过来了，感谢主。
Our spirit is revived.
下面整个神的工作就瞄准了我们哪个部分了？
The next step of God's work aims on the soul part.
这个魂是被这个世界的神去训练过的。
The soul was trained, had been trained by the God of this world.
对什么非常了解？
So what does the soul understand?
整个世界这一套，我们非常了解，从小洗脑洗上来的。
Our souls understand the worldly aspects of things.
但是跟你一讲圣经，你马上有一个很奇怪的反应。
But as soon as we talk about Bibles, you have a strange reaction.
什么反应？
What is that?
昏昏入睡。
You become sleepy.
因为你觉得圣经讲的，跟你脑袋想的是格格不入。
Because you feel what the Bible talks about is completely different from your thoughts.
对不对？你我都有相同的经历，圣经读过来没有一个没有几个字不懂，基本上都这个字都懂的。
We all have this experience that when we read the Bible, I understand every single word and every phrase of it.
对，你把圣经关起来，然后问问自己，刚刚到底读的是什么
？But then when I close the Bible and ask myself, what did I just read?
就是你们、我们、他们、阿门。
It sounds like just you, me, they, and then amen.
对不对？根本就不知道圣经到底在讲什么。
And we don't really understand what the Bible is talking about.
这就说明一个问题，我们的脑袋根本跟神完全是不合拍的。他讲他的，我讲我的，就是鸡跟鸭讲话，讲不通的。
So that means that our minds and thoughts are completely different. It's not on the same page as God's.
所以每次我看大家昏昏沉沉，我一定要讲一点东西帮你们叫醒，就讲好吃的，那就眼睛都亮了。
So that's why every time if I notice you guys become drowsy and sleepy, I start to talk about something funny, like something delicious. Then you all wake up.
所以这个是很正常的现象。
That's a very normal phenomena.
所以我们一定需要在这个魂的部分跟神的手合作。
So we have to cooperate with God's hand in at the level of soul.
好，讲了那么多，回来你才我才能回到这句话。
So now let's come back to this verse.
三十九节说。
So 7:39 says.
我们的祖宗不肯听从，反弃绝他，心里归向埃及。这就在问题就在这里了。
Our fathers were unwilling to be obedient to him, but repudiated him, and in their hearts turned back to Egypt.
人是在外面了，离开了埃及，心呢还在埃及。
Even though they left Egypt, their body left Egypt, but their hearts turned back.
这是整个我们从以色列人是如此，我们这些非以色列人也是如此。
That's the problem for all of us, not only the Israelites, but all of us non-Israelites.
所以你知道。以色列人这么聪明，就把那个神当年借着摩西传给他们的整个的这一个神的启示，他们经过金牛就变成了什么教？啊？就是犹太教。
So the Israelites were so smart. The Jewish people were so smart. They, you know, with all the lessons that God taught them and from leading them out of Egypt, and they turned it into the golden calf and later morphed into the Judaism.
对，这个叫做我叫 Judaism 是叫做犹太教，我把它稍微 twist 一下，这叫金牛教，因为他们的原则是金牛的原则。
Yeah, with a slight twist, I can rephrase that Judaism into the word of golden calfism, because that is what their real essence.
这是整个旧约以色列人的大的失败，就失败在这个点上。
That was the key point where Israelites failed in the entire.
他们的手上有没有圣经
？Do they have the Bible?
前半部旧约。
Yes, they had the Old Testament.
以色列人手上有的就是旧约。
They had the Old Testament.
有没有圣殿？有。
Do they have the temple?
美轮美奂的圣殿。
It's a beautiful temple.
有没有祭司？有亚伦的大祭司。
Do they have the priests? Yes, Aaron was the chief priest.
有没有献祭？当然有。 都按照圣律法的规定，每年按时候献祭。
Did they have offerings? Surely they, according to the laws, they offer burnt offerings and sacrifices.
所以从外表来看，这一个民族敬畏不敬畏神呢？
So on the surface, this nation really was devout to the Lord.
对，但是主耶稣来了。
But when Jesus came,
主耶稣跑到圣殿去了。
The Lord Jesus went to the temple.
老百姓看的圣殿跟耶稣看的圣殿一不一样？
The temple seen by the people is it the same as the temple seen by the Lord
Jesus? 老百姓看的这个圣殿美轮美奂，金碧辉煌，上帝在我们中间，对吧？
The people felt the temple is magnificent and so beautiful. That means God is with us.
但是耶稣看的呢？
But in Jesus' eyes.
你们把神的殿变成贼窝。
You have turned God's temple into the robber's den.
看到没有？这是完全180度相反的结论。
It's an opposite conclusion, completely
opposite. 哎，大祭司听到这种话，听得进去，听不进去啊？
Do you think the chief priest will receive this well?
当然听不进去啊。
Of course not.
你不是在这边 blasphemy 就是。亵渎上帝吗？
Aren't you blaspheming the Lord?
对吗？
Jehovah God?
可是耶稣讲的是真话还是假话？
But was it truth that Jesus was telling? Of course.
好，这是耶稣在的时候的圣殿。
So that was a temple at Jesus' time.
到了新约教会有没有同样的问题了？
Then in New Testament time, the church time.
注意听啊，我现在开始讲新约了，真的教会了啊。
We have the same problems now. We are.
教会在七封书启示录的七封书信的时候
in the seven letters written in the book of Revelation,
你看到那个七种不同的教会的光景，有好有坏。
The situations of the seven churches, some are good, some are bad.
到最后一个教会老底家
in terms of the last church, Laodicea,
从人的观点好不好啊？
From people's perspective, was it good?
好，感谢赞美主。
It was pretty good, praise the Lord.
我们什么都不缺。
We lack nothing, they said.
对吗？所以我们已经富足，哈利路亚，感谢赞美主。
So this we are rich, praise the Lord, hallelujah.
他们对自己的感觉，对整个教会的感觉都非常的好。
They felt good about themselves and about their church.
他们也愿意聚会，也愿意感谢主。
They were willing to gather. They were willing to praise the Lord.
可是。主耶稣写信给这个教会的时候却说什么？
But when God wrote the letter to them, what did God say? What did Jesus say?
你们是贫穷，你们是瞎眼，你们是赤身露体，
you're blind, you're naked.
你们是可怜。
You're,
哇，这几句话都是听不进去的话。
That's so hard to receive.
所以主耶稣对这个教会说，你们要悔改。
So God said, repent.
你们要买三样东西。
You need to buy three things.
买白衣穿上。
Your white garment.
遮住你们的羞耻。
To cover your nakedness.
买火炼的金子，叫你们真的富足。
My gold refined by fire, so that you can be truly rich.
买眼药擦了，让你们可以真的看见。
And buy salve, so that you could truly see.
这三件事情讲完以后，他们还有一个问题。
After these three things, they have a remaining problem.
我在门外叩门。
And they said, I was knocking, I'm knocking outside the door.
凡听见我声音的就开门，我就与他，他就与我一同坐席。有没有这句话？
Whoever opens hear my voice and open the door,
所以这句话又告诉我们，他们还有一个可怕的事实。
So this tells us another terrible reality.
耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus?
啊？在门外，有人知道吗？
Outside the door, and nobody even realized that.
每一个人都抓住圣经的应许，有两三个人在地上奉主的名聚集，我就在他们的中间。
Everybody holds on to God's promise that as long as two or three of us gather together, I am with you.
所以这一群基督徒聚集的每一次都假设什么？神在我们中间。
So when this group of Christians were gathering together, they assumed God was with them, among them.
结果耶稣说 ，Surprise! I'm outside.
God said, "Oh, I'm outside the door. What a surprise!"
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters,
这一群弟兄姊妹活在什么里头
？This group of Christians,
illusion,
they were living in an illusion,
活在一个幻觉的里头。 他们对自己实际的光景认识还是不认识？
Did they understand their true reality, spiritual reality? They had no feelings for it.
再次证明。
So once again, it proves.
宗教是人民的鸦片，这句话对还是错？
Religion is the opium of people. So that was correct.
犹太人的犹太教是如此。
So the religion of Judaism is such.
基督徒的基督教怎么样？
So
也是如此。
Christianity is the same.
日光之下。没有新事。
There's no things under, no new things under the sun.
这件事情太重要了。
This is so important.
你搞不好，你以为你在侍奉神。
If you don't get it right, you think you're serving God.
耶稣曾经说。
Jesus said.
将来有很多人到我面前。
There will be at a time when many people come to me.
我奉你的名传道。
I preached in your name.
我奉你的名赶鬼。
I chased the demons in your name.
我也奉你的名行许多的异能。
And I performed miracles in your name.
哎，请问这个人有没有撒谎？
Do you think that person was lying?
他叙述一个事实啊。
No, he was stating the truth.
我用你的大名来传道的。
So in your great name,
来赶鬼的。
I preached. I chased out demons.
来行异能的。
I performed miracles.
对他来讲。他认为都是对的，都是真实的。
He felt those were right things that he did and was all real.
他盼望主耶稣下一句话说应该说什么
？He was expecting
啊
，some
我的好仆人，忠心良善的仆人。
Jesus to say, "Oh, good and faithful servant."
进来，我给你与我享受主人的快乐。
And rejoice.
对吧？他一定是这样的盼望才来跟耶稣报功的嘛。
That's why he came to, you know.
又是一个 surprise.
But again, surprise.
主耶稣说什么？
What did Jesus say?
我根本就不认识你。
I don't know you.
作恶的人离开我去吧。哎呀，昏过去。
Go away from me. Oh my goodness.
看见没有？
You see, this is.
这是主耶稣对那个奉主名来又做工又讲道又赶鬼的人说的话。
This is what Jesus told to that person who thought he did many things, like preached and chased out demons and performed miracles in the name of the Lord.
我今天讲摩西的第二个部分的异象。
So today I'm telling you about the second vision of Moses.
是非常沉重的。
It's a very heavy issue.
因为不管犹太人本身也好，摩西本人也好，都没有达到什么。那一个迦南美地的应许之地，他们都没进去。
Because neither the Israelites nor Moses himself reached the promised land.
然后，哥林多前书才提出要作为你们末世的人的什么见解。
That's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians that it shall become examples for the people of your end.
意思就是说，他们会犯这个错误，我们呢？也会。
It means that they could have that, make that mistake. So could we.
是，你开始的时候信耶稣，因信得义，因信称义，得救了，重生了，哈利路亚，感谢主。
Indeed, in the beginning you were saved and have salvation by faith. Praise the Lord, that's great.
但是，那不是我们信仰的目的。
But that's not the final purpose of our
出埃及永远不是目的，什么是目的？进迦南。
Out of Egypt is never the sole purpose, but the purpose is to enter the promised land of Canaan.
昨天我在讲布道会的时候引用一句话，天耶稣说的，天国怎么进
？So yesterday in the gospel meeting, I quoted something from the Bible. Jesus said, "The kingdom of the heavens."
马太十一章，天国是努力的人进去的，努力的就得着了。
So how do you enter the kingdoms of the heavens? That is by you sort of need to enter forcefully, yeah.
那什么让我们进不去呢
？What prevents us from entering the kingdom of the heavens?
你说魔，因为魔鬼，所以进不去。
You might say it's because of Satan.
No.
No.
为什么进不去这些人
？Why can't these people enter?
圣经是有结论的。
The Bible actually has a conclusion.
Yeah, 我们要不要看呢？
Let's take a look.
在希伯来书讲出他们进不去的原因。
So the book of Hebrews mentioned why they couldn't enter the promised land.
希伯来书我们要看的是这个第三章。
Let's read from Hebrews 3.
三章第一节到十四节。
1 to 14.
对。希伯来书三章一节到十四节。
Hebrews 3, 1 to 14.
愿我们两个也是轮流练哈。
Again, we're going to read from, take turn reading from the pulpit.
同盟天召的圣洁弟兄啊，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣。
He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was in all his house.
他比摩西算为更配得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。
Where your fathers tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years.
所以我厌烦那个世代的人，说他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。
As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。
But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin.
十四节，我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。这段话是希伯来书的作者为以色列人这一条四十年的路做了一个 conclusion。
This was the conclusion by the author of the book of Hebrews, regarding the 40 years of history of the Israelites in the wilderness.
用他们的历史做成我们的一个榜样。
He used the history of that history to become our examples.
对吧？只是我们跟他们稍微有一点不一样。
We're slightly different from them.
第一节他说，同盟天召的圣洁弟兄。
In verse 1, it says, Holy brethren, partakers of heavenly calling.
这里有一个呼召。
Here's the calling.
叫做什么召？
What kind of calling?
天召。
It's a heavenly calling.
旧约的那一群以色列人有一个什么召？
So of the... Israelites in the Old Testament, what kind of calling did they receive?
啊，是地上的召吗？去出埃及进什么迦南，对吧？
It was a sort of earthly calling because asking them to leave Egypt but enter Canaan.
完全是发生在那块土地的上面。
It was just geographical.
但是我们呢？
But what about us?
是有一个天召。
We received a heavenly calling.
对，只是这两条线是什么？
But those two lines are
平行的，都是平行的。
These two lines are parallel.
好，从他们就可以看到我们应该避免的事情。
So from them, we can see what we should prevent.
那他们为什么失败？
So why did they fail?
这里有说。
Here it says.
第九节。
Verse 9,
在那里，你们的祖宗视我、探我，并且观看我的作为四十年之久。
Where your fathers tried me by testing me and saw my works for 40 years.
所以我厌烦那个世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。
Therefore, I was angry with this generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they did not know my ways.
所以他们的问题是什么问题？
What was their problem?
心里迷糊。
They always go astray in their heart.
哦，英文翻译是什么？ Go astray in their heart， 就心里面就走迷路了。
So they got lost in their heart.
对吧？走走走走就迷失了方向，走走走走就被那个环境绑住了。
They walked and walked and then they got lost and they walked and walked and they actually was tied and by the environment.
对吧？那个迷失的方向，第七章《使徒行传》，斯蒂凡说他们的心去哪里了？回埃及了吗？
See, they lost their directions, and according to Acts 7, Stephen said their hearts turned back to Egypt.
所以他们每次 complain 的时候，总是说什么？
So every time when they complained, what did they say?
埃及好。
They always said Egypt was better.
有酒，有蒜，有葱，有好吃的。这里啥也没有。
A good things, and I don't have anything to eat here.
所以讲来讲去都是埃及好，埃及好。
So their constant phrases they're referring to is that Egypt was better.
对吧？所以人没有意向的时候，你老是怀旧。
So when people don't have a vision, they tend to remember the good old days.
他前面没有前途，他只好回头看什么？以往。
When they have no hope for the future, they are bound to look back.
但是我们是有呼召的人。
But we are those people who have
the calling. 神要我们从老旧的埃及离开，给我们一个崭新的什么天朝。
God wants us to leave the old Egypt and to go to this great, brand new heavenly calling.
所以他叫我们思想谁啊？
So that's why he asked us to think about who, meditate on what.
同盟天朝圣洁的弟兄，你们应当思想我们所认为使者为大祭司的耶稣，这是我们的 focus.
So here it says, therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession.
所以如果我们失去了这个部分，
if we don't have that,
脑袋里面一天晚上转的是什么？
If we keep thinking about
埃及有什么好吃的？
What delicious things we have in Egypt?
我们当年住的房子多么好？
What's the great house
that
we used to live in?
我的老朋友多好多好，一直在怀旧，那个旧有的东西老是回来。
How pleasant are my old friends? If we keep thinking about the good old days,
这样你就迷失了方向。
You would lose your direction.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and
sisters, 千万不要走这条路。
Please do not walk that path.
要向前看。
Go forward.
前面有神给我们预备的一切，你必须 focus 在哪里？
There's everything that God has prepared for us ahead.
耶稣的身上。
So we have to focus on Jesus.
否则我们一定回埃及的。
Otherwise, we're bound to turn back.
我们中国话叫说，学如逆水行舟，不进则退。
Chinese has this phrase that it's like learning is like boating above the stream. If you don't go forward, you're bound to go backward.
这是我们懂的一个道理。
We understand that principle.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and
sisters, 今天我是跟大家用这个摩西的意象来提醒我们每一个基督徒。
So today I use Moses' vision to remind every Christian here.
这是一个很困难讲的题目。
This is a difficult topic.
但是非常重要。
It's extremely important.
我是苦口婆心来讲这篇道。
I'm really trying my best to tell you this sermon.
这段鼓励的话在我们每一个人心里面一定随时来思想。
I hope these encouraging words you can meditate all the time.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down heads and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Oh, dear Lord, we thank you.
你把圣经留给我们。
You give us the Bible.
你也把圣灵留给我们。
You also give us this Holy Spirit.
让我们能够回到你宝贵的话语里头。
So that we can return to your precious words.
真理的圣灵能够把你的话解开。
The Spirit of the truth will open your words in our hearts.
让我们能够看见光。
So that we can be enlightened.
在这个黑暗的世界。
In this dark world.
我们很容易迷路。
It's easy for us to get lost.
走就失去了方向。
We walk and we lose directions.
主啊，救我们。
Save me.
让我们能够温习你给我们的天召。
Help us to really receive this heavenly calling.
擦亮我们心里的眼睛，对你的儿子有更深入的认识。
And enlighten our heart inside and to have a better understanding and knowledge of your son Jesus.
就如你自己话所说的，坚持到底就是神的家。
So if we hold fast till the end, we will see God's home.
主啊， 帮助我们能够坚持到底。
Lord, help us to hold fast until the end.
不让我们半途而废。
So that we will not let go halfway.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Amen.